to the Urban Vibe, guys. I'm here and blessed to be with
Nick Watley,
Peyton Schulte.
And today we're going to be bringing you guys all of the sports balls, okay?
Bang.
So today we're going to start off with the NBA play-in and playoffs as it is tomorrow, all right? And we already have some spicy takes coming from these guys' mouths right now. So,
like what?
Well, why don't you tell them?
Well, okay, so first round, you got Thunder, the one seed, obviously, who played the eight seed between Suns
and
or
Blazers.
Trailblazers?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the Suns.
Yeah.
So I think the Thunder handle them pretty easily.
Sweep them.
Can we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Lakers Rockets. I wanted Luka. Like if Luka was in this series, it'd be all different.
Yeah, but there's no way LeBron can win a series at this point.
But it's LeBron.
On his own.
On his own, nah, not anymore. Because
it's literally LeBron and friends and son.
And they're playing who?
And
the Rockets.
Well, Kevin.
The Rockets are overrated, though. We know that.
They are. They are definitely not as good as we thought they were going to be.
But they don't have Reeves or Luka for the first round.
Oh, yeah.
They're number two and number one scorer.
That's actually kind of sad that the Lakers season ended like that.
I know. Like,
nothing happened for them.
Because if they were all healthy, they could go to the Western Conference Finals.
I think they can go to Western Conference Finals, yeah. And that's where it ends.
All right, so we all got Rockets and six.
No, we'll say Rockets.
Rockets and five.
LeBron will probably have a 30-point game.
Yeah.
And what?
You're taking the Lakers?
It's a seven-game series, right? Or is it five?
Seven.
Take them in five.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first. Okay, next matchup could be arguably the best one of the playoffs. Nuggets Timberwolves.
Yeah, this is
didn't they face off last year?
They faced off the year before and the year before that.
Seven games.
Yep, the Nuggets first series that Nuggets won 4-1. Second series the Nuggets lost in seven, and this will be the third series.
Okay, so I think this one it'll be interesting for sure. The Nuggets just have a better bench, I think, than the T-Wolves.
Curtis Jones.
Okay, he's not going to touch the floor. But I think T-Wolves.
I'm joking.
Rudy Gobert is arguably the worst player in NBA history.
Doesn't he have like four defensive player of the year?
Nah, I don't care. Nuggets versus Timberwolves.
Just say you don't know ball.
Who you got?
I'm taking the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves?
Yeah.
In what? How many games?
I don't even know.
It's best of seven, so most games can be seven.
Four?
Do you think they're going to sweep them?
Yeah.
Sweep.
Okay. That's not a bad take, but I'm pretty sure Julius Randle's questionable for the first game.
I think the Nuggets win the first two games, and then
phase out.
They go back to Minnesota, and they take two. And then I think the Nuggets win it in seven.
Okay.
I think Jokic is just too much for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, and then this time, the problem with the Nuggets and the Wolves matchups previously is the depth that the Nuggets didn't have, and on top of the fact that the Wolves
Nuggets
had two centers. So
Nuggets
they
have a lot of depth now, but they got Anthony Edwards over there in Minnesota.
They do, but I think the key to them beating the Nuggets when they did was them having Cat guard Jokic on the post, and then Gobert was just kind of like sliding in the back.
Yeah.
And that's just not available to them no more.
The Timberwolves just aren't as big.
Mm-mm. They got Naz Reid off the bench, and that's it.
So Nuggets 7. What do you got?
I think Nuggets in 6.
6?
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got Spurs versus the other playing team, which
I think the
Warriors
Spurs. I think the Spurs play the Blazers and the Phoenix Suns ends and the Suns win, that's who the Spurs will play.
Okay.
And then the OKC will play the winner of
OKC
that.
OKC and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Spurs handle either team.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Very easily.
They're sweeping the Clippers.
Or the Warriors. Yeah.
Did the Warriors even win a playing game?
No,
It's Steph Curry.
Versus Kawhi, though.
Kawhi's a killer, man.
Kawhi is equally as great as Curry right now this year.
Either way, Spurs win in 5.
Yeah, Spurs win. Yeah.
In 4 or 5.
Yeah.
All right, so got the West. Now let's
Which one?
What do you mean?
Sweeper.
Either way, probably four. A sweep. Because the Spurs are just arguably the best team in the league. Do you know who Victor Wembanyama is?
Yeah.
Goat. All right, anyways.
Can he win MVP? Did he finally cross 65 games?
He can, but he's not going to.
Yeah, I don't
think. Who is?
Jokic or Shea?
Yeah, Jokic or Shea. Honestly,
pretty good. It's Jokic.
That's a pretty good debate. I think that Jokic is the most valuable, but
Shea's just
it'll go to Shea because
it's a free throw merchant.
His team has 65 wins.
Mm-hmm.
MVP is a winning.
I mean, Jokic has what, 53?
Like, I just
think, and that's on top of Jokic missing 16 games.
I just think if you put it all together, Shea is overall the better player. Defender.
What?
Playmaker.
What?
What? No way.
Did you just say Shea is a better playmaker than Jokic?
Yeah, I went far. I went too far.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. The only thing that Shea's better at than Jokic at is ball handling.
And scoring.
No, he's not. They're equally as good as a shooter.
32 and a half a game.
Jokic averaged 28.
That's 4 points.
And he averages 9 more assists, damn near.
Is he eligible?
Jokic? Yeah, he's eligible. Jokic led the league in assists and rebounds on top of having 28 points a game.
Maybe he should win it. I mean, it was going to be Luka, but he now
is out. I think that Luka 33-8-8 is
That's the greatest season since Westbrook.
But here's the thing. If you're going to take Luka, if you're going to make an argument for Luka, you might as well give it to Shea, cuz Shea is just Luka but more efficient. So you might as well just give it to Shea.
And Shea's going to win just cuz of voter bias and decency bias.
It's kind
of
hard to vote for the same guy so many times, but I mean, Shea won it last year too, so
I think Shea wins.
I think that I just don't think he's more valuable than Jokic.
Both players deserve it though.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. Any you take either of them out, they're unanimous MVPs. But I just don't know how you could argue that Jokic isn't the most valuable when his team like
If you took Shea out,
I think
OKC still win
5 or 6
45 games.
Yeah, I think they're probably about
more
the
than
two
that,
Wolves.
50 games. Yeah,
but he is there, and they're the best team because of it. So
let's move to the East.
Yes.
Okay. Number one seed Pistons. They're getting first rounded.
They're getting out in the first round?
The Pistons?
Yeah.
The most overrated team in the league.
Oh, okay. So you think they're going to lose in the first round to the Hornets?
Yes.
Are the
bro.
Hornets? Are the Hornets
LaMelo Ball?
The Hornets are
wait,
slept
what,
on.
What seed are the Hornets?
Aren't they like a 9?
They're 9.
They're in the plan.
Yeah, they're in the plan. But they might be the 8 or 7.
No, the 7 is between 76ers and Magic.
So 7 and 8 is Magic and Sixers?
Magic and Sixers.
And then the Hornets play who?
Orlando Magic.
I don't know. I can't see that on here. Hornets versus. Oh, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Miami.
Honestly, you know what? I think the Pistons will and very could possibly lose to the Hornets first round.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's very.
That's very likely, actually.
Okay. The 4-5 is Cavaliers Raptors.
Raptors will take that.
Cavaliers handle them very easily.
I saw today that the series between them, I think the Cavs only won 1 game this year.
Yeah, without James Harden.
It was without James. I don't know. The Cavs, to me, they're kind of they're notorious for losing in the playoffs pretty early too. Even when they were the first seed, they lost in the second round. And who are the Toronto Raptors? Defensively, the Raptors are better.
I don't see anything in the Raptors.
Like, the Raptors are really good defensively.
I don't see any
the
upside in them, to be honest.
They're really good defensively, and they have. That's really about it.
Yeah,
they have inefficient scores, but they can.
The Cavaliers just have too much power.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell's the best player on the court in this series, but James Harden in the playoffs.
And he's the second best player.
Is he?
And they're on the same team. Yeah.
I don't know. James Harden in the playoffs is low-key fluky. Last year he went like 1 for 9. In game 7 versus the Nuggets.
I remember that, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So, you don't know what version of Harden
I'm taking Cavs in 4 anyways.
Cavs in 4?
Cavs in 4.
They sweep the Toronto Raptors, okay. And then what's that next?
Unless Drake is in town, then it's Cavs in 5.
Okay.
So, the Raptors.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Because Drake will be at the game, let's be real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He will be.
In the 9.
Because it's the first time the Raptors made the playoffs since, like, 2022.
Beats me.
So the
Raptors are kind of irrelevant now.
Yeah, they are.
I don't follow Canadian teams, so.
Right. All right, 3 versus 6. Knicks, Hawks. Wow.
Ooh.
Knicks in 3? Can they win in 3?
After all that?
After all of that?
After all that?
After all of that?
How can the Hawks be a 6 seed? I can't name one player on the Hawks.
Oh, Jalen Johnson. He's averaging like.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yep, he's averaging 20. Jalen Johnson's averaging 20, 10, and like.
Dyson
7.
Daniels.
Dyson Daniels is the elite defender.
Okay, but still, Knicks in 3.
They got
Knicks
who's a big? They got Onyeka Okongwu and I can't remember.
I think the Knicks are better at every at 4 positions.
Yeah, there's but the thing about the Hawks is I think they're a little more. Actually, nah. Yeah, the Knicks are smacking.
Are the Hawks underrated?
They are underrated. I will say.
Are they?
They're better than we expected them to be. They're
I've never
to
watched
be,
the Hawks game.
Neither have I.
They have some bucket getters. That's the thing. Like I'm telling you, Jalen, look up Jalen Johnson, and you'll see him get some buckets.
I'm taking Knicks in 2.
Okay. I honestly have the Knicks doing something this year. They don't have the Pacers to get in their way.
Yeah.
the past 3 years, it's been the Pacers who have killed them. Killed all of their momentum.
I don't think the Pacers made the playoffs except for last year, though, right?
They made it 2 years ago. I don't know about that year before.
Maybe they were like an AC. They got smacked. I think you're right.
Nah, because they beat the Knicks and then they lost to the Celtics. The 2024.
Yeah,
2025.
He's right.
Oh, wow.
Because Jaylen Brown had that buzzer beater in the corner.
You're right. I forgot about that. You're right. Yeah. You're right. That was the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes.
She had the buzzer beater in the corner.
Yes, I 100% remember
that. That was to go to the finals, right? The Pacers, and that
was
Celtics.
It was game six.
And that was the win the Celtics won the finals, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Against the
Mavericks.
Mavs.
Oh, honestly.
What a peak team.
Bleeding knee Luka Doncic.
Peak team. Bring it back.
I'm going to say this. If the Pacers get A.J. Davanza from, what is it? BYU? Is it BYU?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they get him, I honestly think they have a shot to go to the finals.
You think they're going to the finals? Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, LeBron, we're good. Okay, 2-7. Celtics versus either the Sixers or the Magic. Celtics in one. Yeah. I don't see anything in the
Magic
Sixers.
Are low-key buns.
Joel Embiid's injured.
Yeah, they're done for.
Magic, Desmond Bane.
Playoff P, though.
It's different.
Playoff P.
I think the Celtics handle that. I think the Celtics go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, honestly, it's either
give me Celtics versus
Celtics.
Knicks.
Celtics-Knicks.
Celtics-Knicks.
All right, so let's complete the bracket. So then East, you want to go back to the West or you want to just continue with the East?
East would be, okay.
Yeah,
so
go with the East.
Celtics would play the Knicks. Oh, the Celtics would play the Knicks. Second round.
That's
give me the Knicks.
And then they played the second round last year, too, and that's when Jason Tatum tore his Achilles.
Oh, yeah, and the Knicks won, didn't they?
The Knicks won, yeah. And then they lost to the Pacers in the Eastern.
Tyrese Halliburton.
That was nuts.
Right. give me the Knicks to beat the Celtics in the second round. The
Knicks beat the Celtics?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Even with MVP Jaylen Brown?
Listen to yours. Okay. Second round on the top of our bracket would be... We had the Hornets over the Pistons, so it would be Hornets versus Cavs.
Ooh.
That's low-key fire.
Honestly, I think the Hornets...
I'm taking the Hornets.
Give me the Hornets to
the
conference
Hornets,
finals.
Are the Hornets this Western? Year's 2023 Eastern. Miami Heat? Do the Hornets make it to the finals out the play-in?
No, they're this year's Pacers, bro.
This year's Pacers, so they're making it to the finals.
LaMelo Ball going to tear his...
Konkanepple, bro.
LaMelo Ball is going to tear his Achilles in a Game 7.
Wow, okay.
That's sad.
I think I would cry if that happened again.
All right, so then we got... Knicks, Hornets in the Eastern Conference Finals. That would.
Are we taking the Hornets?
I want the Knicks, man.
I want the Hornets.
The Knicks are a team of destiny, okay? Jalen Brunson deserves his ring.
No,
after
he doesn't.
All that, deserves a ring.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
No, Kat does not.
He's one of the greatest shooting
honestly,
big men ever.
He's a bag chaser.
Yeah, he is. Jalen Brunson deserves a ring. That's the only person on that team that deserves a ring.
I love Mikal Bridges. I love what he does.
OG Anunoby's tough.
I like Josh Hart. He's hilarious.
He's cool.
I also like their coach. What's his name? He used to coach the Warriors.
Tibbs? Is it Tibbs?
No, he got fired. It's the Mike Brown.
Oh,
old
Mike
Kings
Brown.
Coach.
Yeah, I like
him. So, Knicks, Hornets. Give me the Knicks.
Give me the Hornets. LaMelo Ball.
Who you got? Knicks, Hornets.
Take the Hornets.
Bro, the Hornets are just like...
Bro, honestly, the Hornets are just like one of them teams... They're one of them teams that could just blow you out. I mean, LaMelo and Con both led the league.
They just use the power of friendship.
Yeah, literally. The power of friends. And that's a strong power.
Oh, my God.
So, do I think the Hornets... Yeah, I think the Hornets make the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
No, we're on the Eastern Conference
Finals. We're on the... Yeah.
Oh, this is to go to the finals?
Yes. Knicks versus Hornets. That's what we have.
Take the Hornets.
Low-key, gotta go Hornets.
Yeah.
Just for the love of the game. Gotta go to Hornets.
I'm still going next, but yeah, good for you guys.
Literally.
Okay. Back to the West.
So now we have Ball deserves a ring.
Now we have
the East set with the Hornets in the finals versus... So we had Nuggets versus Spurs in the second round.
Yeah, that's
taking the Spurs.
That's the finals right there.
That's the finals. Yeah, literally, that's the finals.
Take the Spurs.
Yeah, that you could go either way, man.
I think I don't actually know who wins that series.
You could literally go anyway.
Yeah,
the Spurs.
It's just one of them games that whose net is letting the balls fall quicker. You know, like
Spurs in five.
Spurs in five.
Five is good. It's definitely seven.
That's a seven game series, no doubt.
Nuggets and seven.
Who does get the... Nuggets and seven. That's a good take. I think low-key, at this point...
Jokic just has more experience.
I was about to say, that comes down to the experience at that
point.
And
they're a deeper team, and I don't know anything about the Spurs coach. He seems to be okay.
I think it's his first year. He was a product of... What's his name?
Pop,
yeah.
But
that's it.
I just think... you could literally flip a coin.
Well, did you see De'Aaron Fox miss three straight threes?
No.
It was in the clutch.
Oh, yeah. In overtime?
I don't know what happened to him. He was Clutch Player of the Year 2 years ago, and this year he's been kind of just lousy.
He'll be right. But I think you could flip a coin on that series, but Nuggets in seven.
I'll go Nuggets seven.
So then we have Rockets, Thunder. Thunder in five.
Thunder in five. Okay. You think there's no chance for the Rockets?
No.
I think Amen Thompson can do a good job of guarding Shea, though.
Okay, who's going to guard J-Dub? Who's going to guard...
Who's going to guard the ref?
Right.
I think...
He's a free throw merchant.
You know who averages more free throws?
Who?
Tyrese Halliburton last year.
Well,
yeah,
whatever.
What do you got to say about that?
He's still a free throw merchant.
Okay. And Tyrese averaged half the points, too.
Right. So, any thoughts about that?
Clutch player of the year?
Right. Okay.
Best finals run.
They didn't win.
Second best finals
run. So now we got...
Doesn't matter.
Thunder versus Rockets.
Tyrese almost had a Dirk moment.
Thunder in five.
I think low-key...
Okay. Here comes a hot take.
The Rockets lose in six.
Oh, okay. Great.
So then we have Thunder versus Nuggets Western Conference Finals.
Family's fad.
Families are... Bro, this playoff run in the West is feeding generations.
Every time the West has a playoff, it's like... It's like, hold me now... I'm 6 feet.
Yeah, low-key, that song's a banger the whole time. OKC versus... I mean, we saw it. We saw this series last year. Went to seven.
And went
this
to was, seven, and they won by 50 in game seven.
They did. But this is, mind you, the Nuggets are hurt and no depth. So I think it's safe to say the Nuggets have a better roster this year than they did last year. So I think it still goes to seven. I just think that Nuggets low-key win this series.
So Nuggets...
Nuggets...
Hornets.
Nuggets, Hornets, finals. And
honestly, I don't hate it. Hornets at seven.
Honestly, the Hornets could win. Mind you, the Hornets could win.
Hornets at seven, bro.
The Hornets very well could win.
The Hornets.
If LaMelo's averaging 35 points per game, the Hornets win the finals.
Yes. Okay, and but obviously you're wrong about the Nuggets because Thunder and six.
Yeah.
Obviously, got to rock with my boys.
Thunder and six, okay.
Got to rock with my boy Queso, best defensive player in the league.
The Alex streamer?
Alex Caruso is... Nikola Jokic's father.
Alright.
Last year in the playoffs, he locked him down.
Mind you, Jokic had a 40-20 game against the Thunder in the playoffs last year.
And who was guarding him? Not
the whole team?
Not Jalen Williams or Caruso.
Freaking the centers.
I'm just telling you, Thunder going back to back. I don't care who they play. Thunder versus Knicks is my pick. But I think the Thunder win.
I'm gonna go Nuggets Knicks.
Nuggets Knicks.
And I think the Nuggets win.
Nuggets are winning the back on top.
Is that bias?
He's a Nuggets fan.
I am a Nuggets fan.
And I'm a Thunder fan. So
but
of course you are.
You knew that.
But honestly, you gotta give respect to the best player in the league and think that he can make it.
1A and 1B.
Yeah. Yeah. But who?
Whoever's... Okay. Whoever comes out of the West is winning the finals.
All right, so let's break
we
it down like...
Just say that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely the West is winning the finals.
Now the Hornets are
winning. No doubt. Honestly, the crazy part is, hasn't the East won it 2 years in a row?
No, the Thunder won last year.
Yeah, Thunder won last year.
And then Celtics won before that. And then the Warriors.
Yeah.
No,
it was Nuggets, Celtics.
Nuggets, yeah.
OKC.
So that's West.
Yeah,
West
dominated.
Seems to run it, bro.
Yeah, they do. Ever since LeBron left the East.
Well, Ja runs the West. He's good at
I mean, they are fine in the West.
He's good in the West.
They're fine because they don't play, so.
His shoes are fire, I'm not even going to lie.
No, they're tough.
Sabrina's are better.
Okay, all right, yep.
All right, MLB
so now
talk.
On to the NFL. Oh, MLB season? Okay. So... Let's talk about the Rockies, all right?
Best team in baseball.
Best team in baseball. Biggest winning streak right now.
Do they?
I believe so. If there's...
What is it, like three?
Four.
Nice. Four.
Okay.
It was against the Astros.
Rockies are next up. Don't sleep on
next
them.
Next up in the first
we
round.
We're all sleeping on them. I'm currently falling asleep.
Don't sleep on them.
They got a... Here's what the Rockies have going for them. They got a killer field.
Okay.
You ever been to Coors Field?
Of course.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Good hot dogs. And...
I think a hot dog is just a hot dog.
Chris Bryant, that's about it.
No, is Chris Bryant still there?
I don't know.
Yeah, his contract is next year maybe.
But he's
why did he? Do you guys know why he went to the Rockies?
No idea. Money. Money talks.
Money. And the Cubs were falling apart. Get him out of there.
All right, so the Rockies looking good.
Okay, Rockies cool. Now, who's winning the MLB World Series?
Are we being serious right now?
It's the Dodgers. Yeah, it's the Dodgers. If you're talking realistically, if you're talking like Team of Destiny.
The Cubs.
Okay. The Cubs. I don't know what the Cubs are doing.
Neither do I.
No pitching.
Is Fernando Tatis going to be an all-star this year?
Yeah.
No.
Is he underrated now?
PED user, by the way.
Nick says he's underrated now.
He was overrated, but after the PED scam and stuff, now he's underrated. No one talks about him. But he's like quietly one of the best right fielders in the league. Now he's a shortstop. No,
he used to be a shortstop. They moved him to outfield.
Yeah, but now he's playing second base.
So they've been moving him all around.
He's all over the place, but he's quietly one of the best in the league, average wise and on base wise. But no one talks about him.
You know who won't be an all-star that was last year?
Pete Carr Armstrong.
Yes.
Yes.
He has fallen apart. I will say that his second half of baseball will be better than the first.
Since July, since the all-star break, he's the worst.
He hasn't been the same.
He's the worst hitter in baseball. And people look at PCA and they just say like, oh my God, Aura. Aura was going
to. He has Aura.
Aura's going to lead him to the.
He has Aura, but he's fallen apart.
I think the best Aura is lucky Ronald Acuna, though.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
He's one of the best.
You know who has no aura and is just a bum?
Paul Skeens?
No. What?
Who?
Aaron Judge.
All right. Yeah, I did see a post about, does he have the least aura of any MVP? Like, what does that actually mean, though?
Oh, my God.
Like, how are you Captain America and you, like,
maybe
don't get a hit?
He's 330 and 60 home runs a year.
Doesn't he have, like, good drip, though, on the field?
No.
Well, he plays for the Yankees. The Yankees can't have drip. Like
what?
That. The Yankees are like the most low key franchise.
Low what?
Like they're the most historical franchise.
Yeah,
but they can't have like facial hair.
He low key got drip though. Like that's kind of compy.
Because that's edited.
It's just an elbow guard.
Not an edit. That's what he actually wears though.
The most drip in the league is Jazz. You know Jazz
Chisholm.
No.
Look up Jazz Chisholm. Or Ronald.
Who's the guy for Cincinnati that came up a little bit?
Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, he's tough.
Goat talk.
Overrated.
So who's the okay? What? Let's talk about it like this. Who are the best teams right now?
Okay,
the Dodgers.
Dodgers are the best team in baseball. Braves are pretty good.
That entire division.
They won like 9-1 last night.
Yeah, the Braves are good. The Dodgers are good.
Is it time to have a talk about the Nationals?
No, Nationals won't do this. Angels.
They just swept the Brewers at home
team?
Or on the road. They just swept the Brewers on the road.
And what month is it?
April.
Oh,
I didn't think about
okay.
that.
So that means there's 5 months in the season left.
Yeah, basically the whole season.
So you're saying the Cubs have a chance?
Yeah, you can't judge anything right now. Like, the Dodgers could fall apart. They won't, but they could.
It's weird because there's, like, really, like, no separation between the teams.
There's
Braves.
No separation. Every team is right at 500 almost.
Yeah, literally every team is at 500.
Did
yeah,
Kyle Tucker fleece
the
Dodgers? The
Dodgers have by far the best record, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
11-4.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Padres are 10-6, though. They're on a big win
Padres
streak.
Padres are good.
Five-game win
they
streak.
They won't be anything in the playoffs.
The Yankees went from 7-1 to... 8-7.
Yeah, you can't really say like top five teams right now. I would put the Brewers in them. I didn't know about the sweep, but Brewers are good. Braves are good. Dodgers are good.
The Reds?
No, Reds are overrated.
Cubs need a kicker on their offense, but
I would say the Cubs, but they're
falling apart, dude. We have no pitching.
They can't pitch either. Red Sox are just like the worst somehow.
Yeah,
because they got rid of Bregman. Are.
That doesn't mean any. That's just one player, though.
Orioles.
Okay, but if the Dodgers got rid of Shohei Ohtani, they wouldn't.
Okay, so yeah, what is up with this talk about Shohei leaving? Is that real or is it just like
nonsense? No, that's fake.
Did you just compare Shohei to Alex Bregman?
Yeah, I did.
There's low-key some talk about like the Rockies having the next Shohei.
The Who? Next or having Shohei?
Who is
having
it?
The next Shohei.
Because I heard they're getting Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, they are. They are, actually. They're going to trade for him this year.
Y'all got my boy Kinect, bro.
Oh, you know, I lied. The Rockies are on a 4-game losing streak now.
Okay.
They were on a 4-game winning streak, though.
All right, so NL Central, who's winning it?
NL Central.
Probably the Reds. I'm going to go with the sleeper.
Brewers
the
are going to win that.
No, nope.
That's where LA DeCruz plays for, right?
No, if Christian Yelich can't stay healthy, they are not winning the Central.
Christian Yelich played 160
games. Is Paul Skeens
last
the best
year.
Pitcher in baseball?
He's injured.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
He's the best
Paul
pitcher?
Paul Skeens, Tarik Skubal.
Is he better than Shohei on the mound?
Shohei's, yeah, he is. Shohei's pretty good, but Paul Skeens is the best pitcher that the MLB has seen in 20 years.
Has right. Shohei won a Cy Young?
No.
No?
So if you guys were to tell, like, let's do, like, six players to people that don't watch baseball, they need to know who are the six players.
Aaron Judge, obviously.
Bobby
Shohei
Witt
Ohtani, obviously.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay, where is Bobby Witt playing?
He's on the Royals, Kansas City.
He's on the Royals.
Okay.
I would put PCA at seven.
What position does he play? Does he play base?
He's a shortstop. He will never get recognition, but he's...
Bobby Witt, he's a GOAT,
arguably
dude.
The second best player in baseball.
He's a GOAT.
Altogether player. I mean, he won't get the recognition because he's on the Royals, but...
Well, that's kind of the same story with, what's his name, on the Angels.
Trout? Like Trout,
yeah.
He got all the recognition. He couldn't
well,
win
anymore,
one
though.
With Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, well, it was literally just him and Ohtani, though.
Five players. We had Ohtani, Judge, Bobby, Skeens.
Would you put Skubal on that list, Tarik?
He's just boring to me.
Hey, it's pretty boring. Yeah. Javi Baez.
Gross. Who else? Could
what? He was an all-star last year.
Wow. Is Mike Trout washed?
Yes.
He's not washed. He's just on the Angels, and they don't 20, care.
20% average batting.
20?
Yeah.
200?
200.
200? Same thing.
That's like, yeah, 20, yeah.
That's pretty bad. Isn't the average like
30? League average is 250.
Oh, it's 250. Okay. So yeah. I was a little high on the average then. So he's below average.
That means you're like 1-for-4 every game, yeah. Right?
And the superstars are like, what, 1-for-3?
No, superstars are usually 2-for-4. That's 500.
It just depends.
Yeah, it fluctuates. I mean,
like the best hitter in baseball hit 330 last year.
And that was Judge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Bobby Witt, he had the most hits in baseball, but he only hit 305.
I saw that.
Just, he had like 200 more at-bats.
Yeah, that's I did see. Well, because Judge missed some time, didn't he?
Yeah. So, yeah, Bobby Witt.
Cal Raleigh got robbed of the MVP.
No, he's washed.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Last year.
That's kind of crazy. That Mike Trout's washed, though.
If Mike Trout was on a contender, he'd be lighting it up.
If he was on the Cubs?
Yeah, because PCA sucks, so trade him.
What are you doing right now? No.
You just said if he was on the Cubs, what position does Mike Trout play?
Outfield.
And what position does PCA play?
We put Seiya Suzuki on our DH spot, and we play Mike Trout in outfield.
You can't have... No.
What are you talking... Wow, yes.
I ain't gonna lie. The Braves are pretty compy.
Braves are good.
Yeah.
They're always gonna be good. Have, like... One of the best lineups.
They got Matt Olson's 11 RBIs this year, four home runs.
Well, their catcher leads the league in RBIs, Drake Baldwin.
I was just about to say 300 like average, RBIs, 17 right? RBIs, five home runs.
17 RBIs?
Yeah.
They've played what, like 16 games?
He's batting 300.
Yeah, he's tough. He was rookie of the year last year. But
he was a rookie last year?
I think the Braves win.
Yeah, the Braves got a crazy roster.
What division are they in? NL?
I think they're in the NL.
They're in the NL East?
They should be. Yeah, NL East. Yep.
With the Phillies.
Yep, and Marlins.
Oh, wow, Marlins.
NL West.
Name one player on the Marlins.
I did know one. I don't know what happened to him.
Alcantara. Is he on the Marlins?
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara, right?
Is he still on there?
I think so, yeah. And then...
Is Manny Machado overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, and Casey.
Not as a defender, as a hitter. He's overrated.
Who'd you say?
Manny Machado.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
What team did he used to play for before the Padres?
Orioles. And Dodgers for a year.
Dodgers. But was that just them? Okay. Yeah. Just Orioles.
What do y'all know about Jock Peterson?
Not much.
Is he still in the league?
I think he's on the Diamondbacks.
He's huge. He's like the size of this TV in front of me now.
You guys know Trevor Story?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He's on the Red Sox. And he plays every game.
Is he still nice, though?
Define nice.
Is he still all-star level?
No.
Okay.
Red Sox.
I mean, he's a league average shortstop.
Really?
Which?
Yeah, 18. Oh yeah, 180.
He's not the same as he was. Oh, 180. Oh, I didn't know he was that bad.
Yeah, 180. But he got a. Yeah, he's pretty bad.
He's not the same as he was in Colorado.
No, he wasn't. He was.
Trevor Story in Colorado was different.
They had him, and they had some other guy too that was a really good second baseman. I can't remember his name. I cannot remember his name. He was so tough.
I can't remember the Rockies. Last time the Rockies were good.
Oh, yeah, never, bro. They haven't been good in years.
Have they ever won a World Series?
Like 2009, I think.
Didn't they win with...
I thought the Cards won in 2009.
What's his name? They have that one first baseman. He was like the captain of their team.
That's what. Is he the taller guy?
What was his name?
Oh, you're talking about Charlie Blackmon?
No, he's outfield. Charlie Blackmon's goated.
Yeah.
We all know Charlie Blackmon. He played like every single game in his career.
Oh, 2007.
Todd Helton.
Todd Helton, okay, not him.
Oh, we were both way off. The Yankees won in 2009.
Yeah, 2007, the Rockies won. And they swept the Boston Red Sox.
They can do that?
I didn't know they had that type of power either.
Oh, they're goated. All right, so Dodgers win the World Series versus the Royals.
I don't know.
Dodgers versus whoever.
I think they get upset.
By who?
The Padres. Mets?
Padres? Okay.
Did you say the Mets?
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Now they don't have Soto.
Juan?
You got to put Soto in the top five players.
Juan Soto?
You do. To watch.
He's exciting.
Is he?
The Soto Shuffle.
Soto
Shuffle. Look it up, bro. He got what? $765 million?
Yeah.
Biggest contract in sports history.
Yeah, he topped out Shohei's $700 million.
Bag getter.
Bag chaser.
Bag chaser? I mean.
And now he's not great.
I wouldn't call him bag chaser. Mets are good. I
mean, what?
They weren't.
They missed the playoffs last year.
They weren't good when he went there. So that's That's not really chasing.
Ryan McMahon, that's who it was.
Oh, the outfielder. He's on the Yankees now.
He's on the Yankees?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. So he's actually doing something with his career.
I guess. That's I mean, the Yankees are where careers go to die.
Pretty much.
Except in these so days. They're not good
except
anymore?
Except Cody Bellinger.
So are the Yankees trash now?
They're good, but they won't win anything ever, you know? I mean, they went to the World Series last year, and then Judge choked on that.
That was last year?
Yeah.
Well, does he have a clutch bone in his
World
body?
2 years ago. No.
Aaron Judge? Who was in it last year?
It was Blue Jays versus Dodgers, and Blue Jays were winning in Game 7 in the ninth.
I saw that.
Ugh, I wanted the Blue Jays so bad.
Yeah, because who wants to watch the Dodgers win again?
No one.
Nobody.
I mean.
I like Shohei. I like Freddie Freeman. That's about it.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts?
He's overrated.
I was saying Mookie Betts. What? Is he overrated now?
Well, he's old now.
I was saying now. He's like, what, 38?
No, not that old. 34, if maybe. I don't know.
Oh, so he's not that old then.
No, but I hate to watch the Dodgers, bro. Especially Joe Davis on the call. Every time Shohei just freaks out.
You know who is the greatest announcer ever?
Vince Scully.
Joe Buck.
Oh, what? I agree.
Joe Buck.
What?
In baseball, it's Joe Buck.
Because football, he's probably the worst.
Yeah.
No, but in baseball, he was probably before your time, but Joe Buck.
What?
Did you ever watch Joe Buck baseball?
I know about Joe Buck baseball,
bro, he was peak.
I don't watch it.
We will see you tomorrow night.
That was him?
Yeah.
And they got the 2016 Cubs World Series
2016
call.
Cubs World Series.
When LeBron was crying.
What? Was yeah. I remember that.
Because of the
Cubs? He was at like the game or something.
Because Cleveland.
Yeah, because Cleveland was playing, yeah.
That's still the greatest World Series of all time.
It's 2016. I know we come back to this every
just
year.
The greatest year.
Is 2016 peak, though? Is that the peak year? Or is 2026 going to be peak?
I would honestly say 2019 was the peak, and then it
of
just...
what?
Life.
That's honestly not a bad take. I kind of agree with that.
How can you beat
2019 might have been the peak year.
Because you got 2016, you start going up.
2016, 3-1 Warriors comeback. Cubs World Series in 108 years.
I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, I am too. Fidget spinners. Water Scott, bottle flipping.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Skies.
Broccoli.
No.
Telling.
What?
Okay. I'm feeling. Okay.
2016, greatest year ever.
2019.
Everyone was rocking like the jorts, bro.
The jorts?
In 2016.
Yeah, the skinny jorts.
Yeah, you went rocking skinny jorts?
With the Jordan Futures.
Oh, my God.
The Roshis.
We were like 10 years old, bro.
I was...
And that was Pete.
I was 11. Yeah. So...
Oh, my God.
Well, 2019, pretty good take. Okay, so now for NFL draft, we're going to just wrap it up with the number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza. Is he going to start?
That's a weird situation.
No, it's
they
Kirko.
Just signed Kirk Cousins. Yeah. So what are they doing?
Big Kirko.
Is Kirk Cousins' agent the greatest agent of all time?
Oh,
yes.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
$50 million a year.
He was like $400 million in earnings and has one career playoff win.
I don't know.
I could win a playoff game.
Okay.
And they better give me like $500 million.
I don't think that you could complete a pass in a playoff game.
I don't think I could rush for a yard.
I could.
Behind
a singular yard?
Yeah, behind like the Raiders O-line. Could you rush for a yard?
Nah, I couldn't. I need like the Ezekiel Elliott Cowboys offensive line. And then I also need
Cowboys
the other team to have three down linemen. Because, bro,
honestly,
if I get hit, I'm getting
injured. If you go downhill, dive forward, that's a yard.
Bro, you got to think, if I come out the hole, let's say however possible I make it out the hole, a linebacker coming fries me, bro, I'm done.
Yeah. I think I could get a yard if I ran full speed downhill, just dove.
Do you guys think you get a first down in five downs?
In what position?
Running back.
Heck no. Heck no.
Yeah. Maybe at like a tight end when they scheme something up for me.
Yeah.
But
I have the speed. I just don't have anything else. That's it.
You don't have shiftiness?
Yeah,
I mean, I have shiftiness.
You have speed, but NFL has twice as much speed.
I'm faster than some NFL players for sure.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Like corners? Corners? Probably not.
Dude, what? They run like 4-2-1s.
No, they corner. Not every, bro. There's only like one player in the NFL that runs a 4-2-1. That's worthy. That's the fastest ever.
I know, but like.
The average speed is like a 4-4.
What do you think your 40 is?
When I ran into high school, it was a 4-3-8.
I don't know. You were like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, maybe you
and that was
have
high
a
school.
Maybe you could have a chance.
That's what I'm saying. I got the speed to maybe have a chance.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways, NFL draft.
Is Fernando Mendoza overrated?
No. Yeah, his coach schemed everything up for him. I mean, I love the guy. He's he's incredibly weird, but he's a good guy.
I think he'll be really good.
Really good?
He's not going to be JJ McCarthy 2.0.
Who is the Raiders coach? It was Pete Carroll.
Um,
Did they hire some? Oh, it's the Seahawks guy, Kubiak, right?
Oh, is it?
Clint Kubiak?
Maybe.
Let's look it up.
I think it is.
They should hire John Gruden back or whatever his name is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're like Clint Kubiak.
Yeah, he's an offensive mind, so that'll help Mendoza.
That will help Mendoza.
But he's not Kurt Cignetti at the end of the day.
No.
I think he's going to be like, you know, like a Cam Ward this year.
Yeah, well, if he plays.
Serviceable.
I think that Fernando Mendoza will phase out of the league in probably like 6 years. And that'll be that.
Yeah. I mean, okay, who's got second pick? Jets.
They're going to take Ty Simpson. So.
No, yeah, they got Geno Smith.
Honestly, the draft only matters about Mendoza.
They're going to take Diego Pavia.
This is low-key a weak draft class.
It's the weakest one in the world. I've been saying this. It's one of the weakest ones.
Let's talk about the Chiefs at 9. Reuben Bain Jr. from Miami.
They're going to draft Mekhi Lemon. He's going to come in and probably get a DUI.
If there's a receiver available, we're taking Carnell Tate from Ohio State.
Okay.
If he's available, I think we take him.
Okay.
If he's not, I think we go to Bain Jr. from Miami. He's an edge rusher, and he's got a lot of upside. His arms are just short.
That's honestly one of the main things you need for edge rushers.
That's what they're saying, but I don't know. We really need help. Chris Jones.
Might as well move into linebacker.
Chris Jones is like the only guy who does anything on our D-line.
And he hasn't done anything in 4 years. So. Two.
Yeah.
Well, so either way, Kansas City sucks, and we're going to end it there. So.
End it there is crazy on the Chiefs. How about the Broncos?
Broncos just went to the AFC Championship, so they're valid.
The Chiefs missed the playoffs.
Yeah, so we don't need to talk about that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. As always, stay tuned to the next time you catch us on the Urban Vibe.